Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Investigators say a large explosion in downtown Nashville today appears to have been intentional. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports the blast, apparently from a bomb-laden RV, damaged buildings for several blocks and injured at least three people.
Nashville police responded to a call of shots fired early Friday morning on the city's historic 2nd Avenue. Instead of gunfire, they found a suspicious RV that exploded while the bomb squad was on the way. The explosion from the recreational vehicle knocked down an officer and left another with temporary hearing loss. Mayor John Cooper toured the damage.
It looks like a blast site, which is hard to see in one of our, again, historic streets.
But any other morning, the human toll would have been far worse, he says. The FBI is now interviewing potential witnesses, and local police are reviewing security camera footage. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer.
The COVID-19 vaccines manufactured by American drug makers Pfizer and Moderna continue to be shipped out to hundreds of locations across the country. NPR's Joe Palca reports other vaccines being developed could soon be authorized for emergency use.
The furthest along is a vaccine made by a subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson. The company has now enrolled 40,000 volunteers in a study of the vaccine and expects preliminary results next month. A vaccine made by the biotech company Novavax is expected to start a study involving 30,000 volunteers in the United States and Mexico next week. The company has already completed an enrollment of a 15,000-person trial in the UK. The vaccines made by Johnson & Johnson and Novavax use better studied technologies than the ones made by Pfizer and Moderna, and so may work more predictably. An advantage of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is it only requires a single injection. Joe Palca, NPR News.
Starting Monday, passengers arriving in the U.S. from the United Kingdom must test negative for the coronavirus before departure. The mandate is in response to a new strain that was first detected in Britain. The new variant has prompted more than two dozen countries to temporarily suspend flights from the UK. University of Pittsburgh infectious disease expert Dr. Lee Harrison says getting tested is a good idea, but banning flights from the United Kingdom isn't needed.
In terms of banning flights, I would question whether it would really do any good at this point, just because given all the travel between the UK and the US, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it were already here. It hasn't been detected yet that I'm aware of.
The CDC says passengers will be required to have a negative PCR or antigen test within 72 hours of boarding their flight from the UK to the US. Passengers will also be required to provide documentation of their lab results. This is NPR. The president of Turkey says ties with Israel could be improved, adding that bilateral talks have been ongoing at the intelligence level. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Israeli policies toward the Palestinians are unacceptable.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan spoke with reporters following Friday prayers in Istanbul, saying, quote, "Our ties could have been very different were it not for what he described as issues with people at the top level." Under Erdogan, Turkey's relations with Israel soured in spite of strong commercial trade between the countries. Turkey was long a quiet but key ally of Israel's, but a main sticking point for Ankara has been the Israeli occupation of the West Bank. Erdogan repeated that concern, saying Israel's treatment of the Palestinians remains a red line for Ankara, but he said Turkey hopes to see relations improve in the future. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
The town of Bethlehem, the traditional birthplace of Jesus, is usually crowded on Christmas with visitors from all around the world. But as NPR's Daniel Estrin reports, the coronavirus pandemic has changed the annual celebration.
Well, usually I speak to you on Christmas and, you know, Bethlehem is bustling with pilgrims from Korea to Kentucky, and they're lining up in the Church of the Nativity, this Byzantine stone church, and they kneel down and they kiss the silver star that marks where tradition says Jesus was born. This year, the church was totally empty.
That's NPR's Daniel Estrin reporting from Bethlehem. This is NPR News in Washington.